doesn't want to hear another thing about this. He'll be so happy when he
So it is February 5th, 2020. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A couple of items of business before we get on to our celebration for this evening. First, presentation of the minutes from the reorganization meeting of January 2020. Any comments, discussion? Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the reorganization meeting of January 7th, 2020.
I'll second.
Well, that is actually the top of the minutes say January 2nd.
I mean,
it is 7th.
Okay.
It did say 7th, and then I just looked and said, so that was seconded?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next, the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of January 22nd. Any comments or discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the regular and executive session meeting minutes for January 22nd, 2020.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we would open to public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
We did a roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any member of the public would like to make a comment, I remind you that the meeting is recorded, is posted on the website promptly. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And now we will turn it over to Committeewoman Beverly Kohler for a proclamation.
No. Yeah, you know, before I do the proclamation, I just feel like I need to give a little bit of a background on this because I decorated last night and I came to put the flowers in today and everybody that was coming in, including the women, were like, what does this mean? What does that mean? What's going on? Why the colors? What, you know? So I just wanted to let you know that the sunflower is the official flower of the women's suffragist movement. And what happened was the Kansas delegation of women had picked the sunflower, the state flower, as their flower. And then what happened was when two of the pioneers that did this back in the 1800s had gone through, they saw it and they said, let's just make it the national movement. So then what happened was it caused everybody to wear pins. It was our colors. And then I'll explain more as we go through here. But basically, and the reason that the colors are all here today is the League of Municipalities has asked that all municipalities do something to celebrate the New Jersey ratification of the 19th Amendment giving women right to vote, which is actually this Sunday is the 100th anniversary. So they wanted, some buildings are going to be lit up purple. In our case, I had to do this last night. I didn't know what else to do because we can't really do it here. And so I texted Warren Gabriel, our DPW manager, and I said to him, I said, don't ask questions, but if I wanted to change the light bulbs to make them purple, could we do it? And he writes back to me, you know, I'm getting used to crazy questions from you. So then I had to tell him what was going on. I just didn't have time because I had so much going on, and I knew the answer was going to be, okay, we could do one in the hallway, we could do one here. So today I walk in, and he tells me, oh, by the way, I ordered those bulbs. They were $200, and we'll put them in when they come. And I looked at him like, what? And I said, first of all, we're going to miss the deadline. Second of all, don't spend the money. So then, what else can I tell you? Suffrage, which I didn't know as a kid. I don't know if you guys know this. I always thought suffrage meant... I always thought suffrage meant women were suffering, and kind of in a way they were when you hear the story. But Suffrage comes from the Latin word suffragium, which means to support or ballot or vote or rights of voting. So it's a Latin word, suffrage. And let's see. So then, okay, so the colors, you can see the colors I have on. The movement actually started in the UK, and their colors were purple, white, and green. So the women from the United States that wrote there brought the idea back, and they changed the colors. And basically, purple is loyalty, which was unswerving loyalty to the cause. White is purity in private and public life. And gold is enlightenment, or the color of light and life. So, and the roses will come in at the very end. The yellow also, sometimes the sunflowers, it's yellow. The color yellow was used. So, with that...
For the audio recording, would you describe your period garb?
I happen to have on a costume that, it got legs. What ended up happening was I wanted an early costume for Halloween, and I figured, okay, 1920 to 2020, suffragist, I'll be that for Halloween. So I got the costume early, figured they're going to sell out, and then I said, why not have some fun? So, because government can be so dry, and I said, how convenient this is. So I had a lot of fun with it, but my husband is to the point where I think if he never hears about this again, he's going to be happy. It's just, that's all I'm talking about. I'm so excited. I'm running through the house. You don't know what I read about these women. You don't know. It's like they went through so much. I'm so inspired. I could never not vote after, you know, if every woman knew and read the story, they would vote. They would never not vote. So with that, I'll just go right into the... I wrote this just a little while ago, so I didn't memorize this part. So, the proclamation that I'm about to read is in memory of and celebrates the determination of millions of women who fought for more than seven decades to secure a woman's right to vote. Their unrelenting and inspiring efforts gave us the 19th Amendment to the Constitution and granted the right to vote. Granted women the right to vote. This right provided the women of their time as well as future generations a voice and a seat at the table on matters that affect a woman's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We owe these great women and the men who supported them a debt of gratitude. So with that, I'm going to read you the proclamation, and then at the end I'm going to tell you the story about the War of the Roses, which is a quick story. So, proclamation celebrating the centennial of women's suffrage in the U.S., 1920 to 2020. Whereas the year 2020 marks the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, guaranteeing and protecting a woman's right to vote, and whereas the suffrage movement officially began with the Seneca Falls, New York Women's Rights Convention in 1848 that was convened by Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott, and that framed and began a national discussion about women's rights in America. Whereas this historic convention, which was attended by over 300 people, women as well as men, marked the beginning of a massive civil rights movement that would span the next 70 years. A woman's right to vote was seen as the first step to change the traditional, and unjust systems and inequities women suffered under the legal and political systems. And whereas many women from New Jersey, including Alice Paul, Lucy Stone, Dr. Emma O. Gantz, Marcia Klatchkin, and Rosalie Jones played a crucial role in pursuing the rights of women to vote. And whereas in 1851, Elizabeth Cady Stanton met Susan Brownell Anthony, Susan B. Anthony, who was to become one of the most visible and successful leaders of the American women's suffrage movement. And whereas, in the following decades after the Civil War, a split movement of women's organizations, some favoring a state legislative approach and others favoring a national amendment, marched, protested, lobbied, and even went to jail for the cause. And whereas, around 1890, Susan B. Anthony helped unify the movement by merging the two largest suffrage associations into one, the National American Women's Suffrage Association, NAWSA, became the primary organization which coordinated dozens of state referendum campaigns appealing directly to the male voters and led hundreds of other campaigns to get the state legislatures to consider suffrage amendments. And whereas, meanwhile, New Jersey native Alice Stokes Paul was working and studying in England, where she met Emmeline Pankhurst and her daughters, who were causing controversy throughout England with their militant tactics to secure the vote for women. And whereas Alice Paul became interested in the issue of women's suffrage after participating with Emmeline Pankhurst in meetings, demonstrations, and depositions to Parliament, leading to multiple arrests, hunger strikes, and forced beatings. Whereas Alice Paul, upon her return to the United States, completed her PhD in economics at the University of Pennsylvania, and then in 1912 turned her attention to the American suffrage movement at a time when it was languishing and lacking focus due to the deaths of two great icons and champions of the movement, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony. And whereas Alice Paul joined NASA and assumed leadership of its congressional committee in Washington, D.C., and began by organizing the famous suffrage parade on the eve of President Woodrow Wilson's inauguration, in 1913 that was, which caused the entire city to ignore Wilson's arrival at the Union Station in favor of watching the parade make its way down Pennsylvania Avenue. And whereas when Paul's tactics were seen as too extreme for NASA's leadership, she formed her own organization, the Congressional Union for Women's Suffrage, CU, which became the National Women's Party, NWP, in 1916, with the objective of persuading women in suffrage states to elect legislators that favored the federal amendment. Whereas in 1917, the WP began a new tactic that proved to be extremely powerful in changing public sentiment, picketing the White House. And whereas over 2 years, Alice Paul coordinated an ongoing demonstration in front of the White House where thousands of women from across the country, including New Jersey suffragists Alison Turnbull Hopkins, Julia Hulbert, Beatrice Reynolds Kincaid, and Minnie D. Abbott, stood with signs and banners, no matter the weather, as silent sentinels. And whereas public sentiment began to change and spectators passing by became aggressive when the United States entered World War I and any criticism of the president was seen as unpatriotic. And whereas from 1917 to 1919, over 200 women from 26 states were arrested, imprisoned, and met with violence by the guards and subjected to harsh living conditions. And whereas in response to poor treatment, Alice Paul led the women in protests with hunger strikes that were met by forced feedings so as not to allow any woman to become a martyr for the cause. And this harsh treatment was reported widely in the newspapers, raising the public's awareness of what these strong, independent women they admired were willing to endure to win the vote. And whereas the House of Representatives felt pressured to vote on an amendment that would recognize women's suffrage rights and therefore pass the 19th Amendment on May 21, 1919, followed by the Senate on June 4, 1919. And whereas on February 9, 1920, thanks to the efforts of New Jersey's Alice Paul and other determined leaders of and participants in the suffrage movement, New Jersey proudly became number 29 of the original 36 states to ratify the 19th Amendment. And whereas on August 18, 1920, Tennessee was the last of the necessary 3/4 36 states to secure ratification. And on August 26, 1920, Secretary of State Bainbridge Colby certified the 19th Amendment and made it part of the U.S. Constitution, and it reads as, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." And whereas shortly after the ratification of the 19th Amendment, Margaret Laird and Jenny Van Ness were the first two women elected to the New Jersey Assembly in 1921, and in 1925, Rebecca Estelle Bourgeois Winston of Estelle Manor in Atlantic County was New Jersey's first woman mayor. And whereas, although it is not usually thought about in the following context, it is important to note that because of the effective tactics of these determined women, so many of them from New Jersey, the suffrage movement became the political model for social and political reform movements for the remainder of the 20th century, most notably the civil rights movement and the anti-war movement. Now, therefore, be it resolved, in honor of the 100th anniversary of New Jersey's ratification of the 19th Amendment on February 9, 2020, Lebanon Township supports the efforts of New Jersey's suffrage centennial and strongly encourages local celebrations of this historic milestone. Be it further resolved, a copy of this resolution will be forwarded to the Governor, Secretary of State, and New Jersey League of Municipalities. And it's going to be signed by all of us. And the story that I wanted to tell is that Tennessee, being the last of the 36 states that they needed, because we only had 48 states at the time, so 3/4 was 36. Tennessee being the last, There were two groups of men. The men that came in wore, if they were against it, they wore red roses. If they were going to vote for it, they wore yellow roses. So it became the War of the Roses. But what ended up happening was, there was one young, seemingly rogue, they called him 24-year-old legislator, that came in with a red rose, and he was going to vote no. But what ended up happening, they tabled the motion, trying to, I guess, kill it until a later session. He voted to table it. Somebody made a motion to table it. He seconded the motion or went along with the motion to table it. But then somehow it came back, and they had to take a vote on it. Something went wrong. I think it was a tie. So what ended up happening was, even though he had the red rose, he had a letter in his pocket from the mother. His mother wrote him a 7-page letter. And all I thought of was you and Jack, that you would do something like this, my sister. You know, at the bottom line is, after the 7-page letter, she wrote to him, be a good boy and do the right thing. And he voted yes. That's what happened. And then he wanted to kill him. You know, it was like a horrible thing. So, and that's how we ended up with all 36 states required to have the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. So that's my story. Oh, and the museum. I just wanted to put a plug in for the museum. We have a lot of events going on at the Lebanon Township Museum. You've probably seen them on Facebook. They had a fantastic opening reception on Saturday the 1st. I went in there, and I had done all this research, and I was blown away, almost to the point of tears, when you look at the pictures of what these women went through, and the marching in the parades, and the woman on the horse, Inez, and just everything that they went through. So there are going to be some sash making like this, and that's going to be... Tom is our liaison. He got me these dates. They're going to make sashes on Thursday afternoon, I'm assuming.
I would assume, yes.
And Saturday, that's Thursday, February 20th, and Saturday, February 22nd. All ages, come and make sashes. And if you need more information about that, just contact Lebanon Gina at the Lebanon Township Museum. LebanonTownshipMuseum.net, mm-hmm. pretty sure. And there'll be things on the Lebanon Township Facebook page as well. And also, if anybody hasn't seen Iron Jawed Angels, the movie about the suffrage movement with Hilary Swank playing Alice Paul, that's going to be playing March 5th at the museum at 7:30 at night. So I'm hoping I can get Maria Mabel to change the rec team meeting. I saw it, but I'd see it again. It was great. So with that, can we get a picture with Janice?
And would you like to make a motion that the Township Committee of Lebanon Township endorses the proclamation
sure.
celebrating the centennial of women's suffrage in the United States?
Okay, ready to go. So with that, I will make a motion that the Lebanon Township Committee endorse the proclamation celebrating the centennial of women's suffrage in the U.S.
1920-2020.
Second. Is there a roll call? I would say multiple seconds.
There was that roll. I'm sorry.
Who said roll? Somebody's got to make a roll call, and I'll say yes.
Mark? Either one. Either Brian or myself. We both did it, I think.
It was a second, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the same roll call. Yes.
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 For those of you who don't know, this is Janice Hovind. I did your hair's all purple for this. That's something, right? Yeah. No, are you the vice president of the league? The
first vice president of New Jersey State League.
Yeah.
And mayor of Clinton.
Yes. A few jobs. Yeah.
But why do you want to do this? Just like a little league. You guys.
Okay.
It's nice having a different type of meeting.
So on to the mundane business then. the next item is ordinance number 2020-01, the public hearing on an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. Before we open the public comment, is there any discussion from the committee? Otherwise, would someone like to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone has a comment on ordinance 2020-01, seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So this is an ordinance that gives optionality to the township to exceed the 2% cap limit and to put those that excess amount into a cap bank that can be used in the next two succeeding years. Mm-hmm. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-01?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-01.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Do we get cake later?
Next, we have ordinance 2020-02, which is the township's salary ordinance. This provides salary ranges for all the positions of the employees of the township. This is the public hearing. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
Make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Does any member of the public who would like to make a comment on the salary ordinance? Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-02, authorizing the 2020 salary for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-02, an ordinance authorizing the 2020 salary for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have Resolution 26-2020, which establishes the specific salaries of the employees of the Township of Lebanon. Is there any discussion amongst the committee? Or is there a motion to approve Resolution 26-2020?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 26-2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next we have a Resolution 27-2020 professional service appointment appointing Pamela Matthews of Van Cleef Engineering as the tax map maintenance engineer for the year 2020. Do we need discussion? Or a motion to approve Resolution 27-2020?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 27-2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item on the agenda is an update on our tax collector recruitment that will be tabled into executive session, and it's possible that there's potential action after executive session. One other item of old business, we just had a Board of Health meeting before this, and the county informed us this past week there was another rabid raccoon found on the corner of Slyker Road and Anthony Road. Littlebrook and Slyker. The county confirmed that there's basically almost an epidemic of rabid raccoons in our county across the state. He highlighted that raccoons are the number one carrier. So if your pets aren't immunized and your pets are playing outside, that's the biggest health danger. Or if anyone has contact with raccoons, take that very seriously and seek medical attention. He also indicated foxes are very active in our carrier, and I think bats. He even said bats are the second. Mm-hmm. And
cats too.
Cats.
Cats.
If they're not immunized. Mm-hmm. So that's just as a public health note. Any other old business anyone has?
Under buildings and grounds, the mayor and I did a little bit downstairs in the one of the storage room where we keep the files, and found the humidifier not to be working properly, and discovered there's a floor vent down there that had been covered over with the files cabinet. So we're trying to rectify that so we can get some better conditions down there.
Thank you. Any other old business? Okay. The administrator's update.
On the policy and procedure manual, I got some good news. It's almost done. It was a cumbersome task. I've been working with our township attorney, Matt, with regards to it. I'm going to be sending him a final copy probably sometime near the end of next week for review, and when I get his review back, I'm going to send it to the Township Committee for review and discussion. And we should have an updated policy and procedure manual. As a tax collector, that's tabled to closed session. And the water quality restoration grant, I was going to speak on, but that's for the new business. And I'll have the mayor will speak on that. Tomorrow, I'll be attending the Fund Commissioner meeting for statewide insurance on behalf of Lebanon Township as well as on behalf of Tewksbury Township. Thank God you both have the same carrier, so it makes it a lot easier. So that's all I have to report for now. Some residents' complaints I will have completely, completed by the end of next week as well. Thank you.
Any discussion for the administrator? Otherwise, on to new business. It's a pleasure tonight to have our chief of police come up. We'll have two items from the police business. And just to be clear for all the committee, as I've been advised by the attorney, any discussion of public safety we would put into executive session, so we don't discuss strengths, weaknesses, pros, cons. These are just administrative functions for you, please. Mark is liaison to police. Is that Mr. Brownberg?
So the one item was the change in the next vehicle, where we've always had either SUVs or cars, and request came through for a 4x4 truck, and maybe just to inform the rest of the committee that I understand the need, and maybe if you can help to them understand why we want to have that as an option of one of our vehicles.
So that's actually the 2019 requested vehicle, since we didn't have one last year, so that's the holdover between the transition between myself and Chief Gale. We've been discussing a pickup truck for years, mainly because we're a kind of a multi-function police department as opposed to just, street patrol, or, we don't have a whole lot of highways. So the pickup truck will still function as a full police car. It will still have a cage in the back, one-seater, like some of our vehicles do. But it will offer us the broad capability of having a bed, so to speak. I foresee that being, we can offload some work from the road department because we work 24 hours a day. Obviously, they don't. We have road closures for whether it be trees down, which is a lot, things of that nature. So we'll have our own cones that we already have, and we'll be getting some more stuff from the road department. Also, just normal, like, found bicycles, trash on the side of the road, things we can throw into the truck and just be more multifunction, so to speak. It's also a true 4x4, where our Ford Explorers are all-wheel drive vehicles. We like to usually have two four-wheel drive vehicles for snow. As you know, it can be a little bit much up here. And the Explorers are okay, but not great. So the only other four-wheel drive we have currently has 84,000 miles on it, and 100,000 we start getting panicky about vehicles up here just because of wear and tear. So cost-wise, we're within, I think, $3,000 to $4,000 of where we normally are with the normal Explorers. So that's the down and dirty of I would like to pick the truck.
And just to highlight, we said this will be paid for out of our 2019 capital budget, the capital ordinance we passed last year. We got our budget into the position where instead of leasing these for 3 years, we saved the 6 or 7% by buying them out of our capital budget. So the purchase price is
$43,591.
So under state contract with Winter Ford.
So we can get a motion to approve the purchase.
I'll make a motion to approve the police chief's request to purchase 2020 Ford F-150 4x4 crew cab.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. The next item is beginning a recruiting process.
Right. So as we know, we've had Chief Gale retired at the beginning of the year, so that brought our full-time staff down from 10 to 9. Realistically, it's 9 because one works full-time at the high school, so we'd like to like the permission, I guess, for the council to advertise to hire to replace Chief Gale. Discussed how we're going to do that. I have the flyer drawn up already. We'll be using websites as opposed to newspapers because of the cost. So there's a policeapp.com, which is the most common way that we advertise. We'll also be using the league site, which is a minimal fee for a 30-day application for an advertisement on there. So the application's been redone, is ready to go. The flyer's been redone, it's ready to go. So with permission, I'll post on Friday morning probably onto the websites, and with any luck, we'll draw on a good quality to present to you.
Yeah, I didn't see that motion authorizing.
I'll make that motion to authorize the announcement to seek another more, you know, officer applications.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Anything else you'd like to discuss? Yes.
Not at this time. The only, I guess, the only question would be for the, I guess, the attorney. If you would like to look over, would you like to look over any of the application or anything?
We were just talking about that. Yeah, about. If we could get that, we had some points of refinement, and the administrator and I have already had discussed it.
Specific to the application or the advertisement as well?
The application.
You're clear.
Yeah, you can get started
just before we have them fill out applications.
Yep. Yeah, there's some updates that we
yeah, I know there's some verbiage that's changes to what we want to see and not want to see in the application.
Yeah.
So I drew them from other towns.
Okay.
And I found one that I felt was more.
All right, if you want to forward it to the administrator, he and I will work together with it.
Jamie, yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Absolutely. We can take this and put it downstairs and give you a little happy life.
No, we're not. Did you commit a
crime?
I'm not. Yeah, trust me. Wait. It sounds like he's already updated. But there's
Next is a request from the Musconetcom Watershed Association to endorse an application that they're making. We have, I think, two representatives from the Musconetcom Watershed Association, Nancy Lawler and
Eric. I'm trying to figure out which hat to wear.
And there's a draft
letter. But you're not wearing any hat.
There's a draft letter in front of the committee, and I think the motion at the end will be to approve the draft letter that we have in front of us. So.
Right, for this occasion, I'm here for the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space. So Nancy is our watershed quality expert over the Musconetcom Watershed Association. They've been doing testing in the lower segment of the river from Hampton down to Bloomsbury. Now grant opportunities have arisen that will take it up from above Hampton up to Hackettstown. And with that, I've set the table for Nancy.
So the Musconetcom Watershed Association is looking for a letter of support for a grant proposal that we're making to New Jersey DEP. We're applying for funding to expand our current watershed protection plan. The current plan is directed at targeting the area between Bloomsbury, well, Hampton's Bloomsbury, we always think backwards, downstream, and we'd like to expand it from Bloomsbury all the way up to Hackettstown. So that area now would include Lebanon Township. The really great thing about having a plan or pursuing a plan is we would be collecting information from the town as to challenges that the town may be facing that may impact water quality, that might be roads that's on the Musconetcom side that might impact water quality. So you might see road erosion or places where trees are coming down, or there's flooding, and those all become part of the plan. And later down the road, there can be funding that can help offset some of the town's costs. The other side of the planning process is water sampling, and I know Lebanon Township has expressed interest at Environmental Commission meeting at having some more, a better understanding of what the water quality is in some of the tributaries on the in the whole town, but certainly the Musconetcom side. So that would be some of the tributaries would receive some additional sampling free of charge to attach.
And you may not be aware because it's brand new, but a couple meetings ago we approved or received a grant from the Highlands Council for a GIS mapping of our stormwater outflows. And over the past week, Fair Reese Engineering has been going around with Warren Gabriel mapping those, so that we'll have a good map of where our...
Right, and so that map and that information that you have already would become would be very valuable to any work that we have going forward. So we have a draft of a letter before you, and we would just like to have you
And as I understand it, the support is not financial, and it's to basically provide existing data.
It's providing whatever data you have. There's no funding that would be necessary for the town. It's basically we would occasionally come and ask for your time and listen to us talk about, you know, whatever. And but also we're get more gathering information. So if you think about the time that you would spend, it would be more that type of that we're asking.
Not to get too far off subject, but are you your organization involved in the Valley Road proposal there in Hampton for putting up homes?
We put together the technical information to provide to New Jersey DEP some issues that we think are important in consideration to that the proposal that's currently before DEP, yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion from the committee? Or is there a motion to endorse the letter of support?
I'll make the motion to endorse the letter of support.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Time right into that. The next item is a request for a letter of support from the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. They are also applying for a same 319 grant, I believe it is, from the New Jersey DEP.
Very similar in nature. I'm a fill-in for Sharon who couldn't make it tonight. But in essence, it's the same thing. Except in this instance, with all the... what was that again? That bloom, what was that stuff? The
algae bloom.
Thank you. With that showing up recently in town and issues in the reservoir itself, they want to expand their testing outward to see just what the heck's going on here so they can clean that up. The one difference where there's... most of the time spent for this particular grant would be listening to us occasionally and providing some data. There is a little bit more involved with the New Jersey Watershed Grant. And thankfully, Adam was well enough to text me the data, otherwise I wouldn't know. So where it goes in that one letter you guys got, the insert dollar estimate of in-kind labor. We're looking at approximately $16,500 of in-kind labor over that three-year time frame, of which $3,500 would be from the road department, and everything else would be the EOS members' time.
I think we've been looking into this over the past week. What the New Jersey Water Supply Authority is asking us to commit to is a total of 20 hours, consisting of minutes. I think what you're talking about is some of the work that's being done anyway to create the data.
Right.
But for this, we would only be
what they're looking to 20 for hours. Is an in-kind in-kind hourly service. Okay, so my question to the New Jersey Water Supply was one of two. Do you want a some amount, or what's the hourly rate? So I checked around. I checked the FEMA rates. I also checked. I called some engineers up, and the going rate per hour for a volunteer now. For a volunteer, if you would use the Environmental Commission, the Open Space Commission, those are volunteers. So there's no rate for them, but there is a standard rate. And I spoke to Kathy Hale of the New Jersey Water Supply, and that rate is about $20 an hour for volunteers. If we were to use a township engineer, then it's a lot different, of course, because they have a rate. So, and that's what I found that out today around 4:30. So it's but I knew there was rates out there. I just wasn't sure, you know, what the maximum rate was. I spoke to a few others, and they said that rate can be anywhere from $20 to $25 an hour. But when I spoke to Kathy Hale from New Jersey Water Supply, I feel confident with the $20 an hour rate.
So in the draft letter that we would vote on, where it says insert the dollar estimate, they're asking us to commit $400 of in-kind.
Yeah, in-kind hour services.
The information you're talking about is the backup data that would be brought to it. But there's no commitment.
So what I did, though, I sent a template just about an hour ago that I filled out. I sent it, because I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be in Lebanon, in Tewksbury, to Karen. So you don't know you got it yet, but
okay. You
guys can work off that template, and because they need it by tomorrow. It was time sensitive.
I think they need this letter with that number filled in.
That's what they need.
So that gives us the confidence
to
fill in $400.
Right, and that's also over a three-year period. So
yeah, it's two to three. There's three meetings a year for 3 years at about 2 hours, so it's approximately 20 hours.
Any other discussion from the committee? Is there a motion to endorse supporting this grant application from the New Jersey Water Supply Authority?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, one of the bigger items on our agenda for tonight is every year we have a township appreciation event, sometimes a picnic, sometimes a dinner. Historically, the newly elected members to the committee volunteer to coordinate that event. And so the question is, who would like to coordinate that event this year?
I think I'll pass, thank you.
I ran two in the last 3 years.
That's why you've got one of the newly elected members to my right. But
I respectfully decline.
I'll run it again with my wife. She's usually the primary. Am I helping me anyway? So
you did an excellent job last year.
Okay. Put something together.
Yeah. Okay.
And come up with some dates and see what's available. When I asked her, well, it's here. Do we for summer, after summer? Any thoughts on that?
That's a question. If we want to discuss that now, or if you want to,
I mean,
think
I
through it and make it.
Well, I just was thinking. When I ask Kim for dates, if there's already a predetermination from the committee pre-summer and post-summer time frame.
It seems like it's always good for everybody, like around that June 11th time frame. It seems like once you get past that, then you've got the historians' picnic and other things, because we went through this for a couple of years, and that always seemed to be the best date for the picnic, was that second Saturday.
Right, before kids get out of school.
Yeah,
and like
it's, it was like the perfect sweet spot.
Let me ask Kim if those are still available. They are. Then we'll pick. I'll have her hold those for now, and then we can talk about it. If they're not, then we'll have to try again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. So, it takes us to presentation of vouchers.
Okay. I've got one, County of Hunterdon Library Tax. It's the first quarter library tax, $70,979.86. We've got Gannett Newspapers for the ad that we ran for the DPW hire, $1,126.80. One for Griffith Allied Trucking for diesel oil, $2,324.43. Those are the only that apply. Ones that apply.
I don't have anything qualifying.
I've got one for Thomas and Heidi McKee, just for everyone's background, since it's a committee member. Last year, they put their farm into farmland preservation. The town took some land out of what they were preserving for right-of-way expansion along Red Mill Road. And so our share of that preservation cost is $1,439.40, which will come from our open space fund. Next, we have to the County of Hunterdon, the first quarter county tax, $709,830.20. County of Hunterdon, first quarter open space tax, $70,575.27. Our tax appeal attorney, DeFrancesco Bateman, for various county board appeals, $1,531.70. And professional property appraisers, the revaluation firm, the last 5% retainer, $8,447.50. And then the first of four payments for statewide insurance, our annual workers' comp and umbrella liability and policy, $50,352.25.
First one is Griffith Allen Trucking for gasoline for the police department for $1,049.62. Next one is for Hunterdon Siding and Window. This is for a COA payment for basically for a house rehab to meet our COA requirements for $30,000 even. That's the two I have.
I have one here for professional services rendered for Gephardt and Kiefer for $1,703.47. That rehab one, is that has that been all handled?
We have the deed prepared for filing tomorrow. We're going to somebody in my office will physically file it tomorrow.
To approve that.
We can approve it, and I will confirm incoming that the deed has hit before the check goes out.
But we have all the signatures.
Reason. Yeah, okay. So everything's executed, correct.
All right.
So the total voucher list is $959,029.48. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 I am going to abstain from the right-of-way easement that was made out to Thomas and Heidi McKee for a total of $1,439.40 on Red Mill Road right-of-way easement, but I will approve the rest of the voucher list, so that's a yes.
And I vote yes as well. Okay, a couple of correspondence items, one from Meals on Wheels, highlighting that they would be honored if members of our committee and the public would participate in the March for Meals campaign by helping to deliver meals to our senior clients during the Community Champions Week, March 16th to the 20th, 2020.
I'll be volunteering for that.
As you've done before.
Yep.
Next, a letter from Senator Michael Doherty's office confirming to us that we received a grant of $11,884.42 from the Department of Environmental Protection Recycling Enhancement Act grant. And finally, the minutes from the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission meeting November 4th, 2020. Any comments? And that takes us to public comment. Motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Is there a second? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a public comment, please state your name, road, and story.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. Bev, you did a very good job.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't recorded. I would not have sent it to you. Okay. Now, you talked about the GSI mapping that...
GIS.
GIS. That. And what exactly is that?
As part of the... As I said, that, well, I believe it's to be in compliance with the Highlands Commission master plan. They need to know where our storm drain infrastructure outflow. So if there are six catch basins and then one outflow, we're mapping where those outflows are just so they can get a better feeling of how the water flows around.
So they'll map the water that flows into my brook?
They'll map where it comes out. I think probably down the road the next step
Well, it comes out right at my brook.
Yeah. But will the next step would be to map how much is coming. I don't believe that we're doing that yet. We're just mapping to know where those outflows are.
But not... See, where there's a disagreement with the county, and I think Tom was mayor when we went, with the county engineers. So there's a drain that goes across 513 right by Michael Brothers. It's not supposed to be there, and the county disagrees that it's there, and we showed them that it was there. So that they wouldn't be able to put in there that that's actually there, right? Is that what you're...
I don't know the details of
that. But I mean what this mapping is. That's not part... It's only showing where the water actually comes out, not actually where the drains are.
Not each catch basin drain, no. Just the end of the line where it comes out.
Oh, so you're not mapping... So that you won't map that that drain is actually there?
Not in this stage, no.
Okay. And now the library pond. What is happening with that? I see it's all staked out.
We are getting a Highlands grant for that remediation permitting and the like, and that's expected June, July for the DPW could take some action to get that water move out of where it's...
So the DEP has said it's not wetlands?
That's the application going through as we speak.
Oh, so that hasn't happened yet?
No.
Oh, so then you don't know what you're going to do to remediate it?
No, there's a whole plan that's... An engineering plan's been developed, and that's underway
right
now. Is it
really just bringing in more dirt?
That's part of it, but I don't know if it's finalized yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And so we will have executive session, resolution 28-2020. First is an update on the tax collector situation, and it's possible that we have action when we come back into public session, and also an update on our collective